to talk about clarity for a moment. To be clear is a gift. Our meditation practice can help with clarity. Meditating can slow us down, we can find a sense of quiet in meditation. Acceptance can be present. And as we settle into ourselves in a meditative way, we might have the blessing of feeling our heartbeat, or hearing it, or sensing it in some way. Our hearts are beating because we're alive. We're alive because the universe is supporting us in various ways all of the time. Sinking into this support, feeling one's heartbeat, having a moment to simply feel alive helps with clarity. Clarity is interesting because we may feel clear about something, clear about a past happening, clear about a present experience, clear about something moving forward into our lives. But we don't always know what will happen next. Sometimes we mistake clarity for wanting to know how an event or an interaction or how something will unfold over time. We can have an intuition about that, about the unfolding nature of life. And our intuition can be true. But clarity has something to do with now, a present understanding, a present clear vision. When we act with clarity, when we act in alignment with our truth, however we may define that, when we act with clarity, we are taking a risk. Because the truth is, we don't really know how things will unfold. We are willing to stand in the mystery of life and say or do something, or not say and not do another thing. We're clear We're acting in clarity. We're acting with clarity. And we're willing to see what happens. We're willing to see the ripple effects from this moment of clear action or clear speech or clear non-doing. Whatever the case may be, we're standing in the present moment clearly, with our hearts intact. Hopefully, if we're lucky, feeling the heartbeat of life moving through the body we inhabit. And in a moment of clarity such as this, there is peace. There is Dharma. There is the willingness to see how being our true selves in this moment of time, how being our true selves makes an impact on the world around us, or in a specific relationship, or even in our own very personal lives. Clarity is a gift. When we settle in through meditation or another supportive practice, we can find it. We can find the clarity we're looking for. And when we can't find clarity, and I know this can be distressing, but when we want clarity and it is somehow elusive, somehow hard to find, we can always simply do our best. We can do our best with what is given. We can do our best with our gifts, with our understandings, with our resources, with the love we have. We can always do our best. When we want clarity and it is hard to find, I encourage us all to sit down and relax, lay down, relax, stand with our feet on the earth, feel the grounding support of our planet, relax into the present moment. Find the heartbeat that lives our body. If we're able, connect to the heartbeat of life. And trust that. Trust that innate nature of life moving through a human form, and live. live with the clarity of being alive. Live with the clarity of sharing life, of supporting life in the way that you make sense of that word. We are alive. We can support each other. We can live a life full of life, sharing and celebrating life everywhere and in every direction, all of the time. If you're ever looking for clarity, I encourage you to meditate. Settle in and see what you find.